Welcome to the Universal Enlightenment and Flourishing Newsletter, where every week we talk about universal concepts related to spirituality and philosophy, marrying ancient wisdom with modern findings. Welcome to the Universal Enlightenment and Flourishing Newsletter, where every week we talk about universal concepts related to spirituality and philosophy, marrying ancient wisdom with modern findings. Today we are talking about clothing. Clothing, more than a mere covering, weaves a thread through the tapestry of world religions, embodying profound ideas and practices. Jewish men wear the kippah or yarmulke, a skull cap as a sign of reverence. Orthodox Jewish women emphasize modesty, wearing long skirts and covering their hair, especially after marriage. Muslim women wear the hijab to cover their hair and often their bodies as a sign of modesty. In Islam, clothing carries a strong emphasis on modesty for men as well. Christian clergy members wear specific robes, symbolizing their spiritual authority, with nuns and monks wearing simple clothes, reflecting humility and devotion to God. Buddhist monks and nuns wear simple saffron-colored robes made from dyes derived from the ground or plants, so as not to harm sentient beings. Hindu women wear the sari, while men wear the dhoti and kurta. The bindi, a decorative forehead mark, also has symbolic value. Sikhism's turbans and the 5Ks are visible signs of honor, commitment, and faith. While in Jainism, monks and nuns often renounce clothing altogether as an ultimate symbol of non-attachment and renunciation from materialistic pursuits. Let's hear what different religious texts say on the topic of clothing. In Christianity, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. The New Testament, a Christian text. In Islam, Prophet, tell believing men to lower their glances and guard their private parts. That is purer for them. God is well aware of everything they do. And tell believing women that they should lower their glances, guard their private parts, and not display their charms beyond what is acceptable to reveal. The Quran, a Muslim text. In Judaism, in my town, my name's my fame. Elsewhere, it's what I wear. Sefer HaAgadah, collection of Jewish writings. In Hinduism, as a person sheds worn-out garments and wears new ones, likewise, at the time of death, the soul casts off its worn-out body and enters a new one. The Bhagavad Gita, a Hindu scripture. In Buddhism, if a man's thoughts are muddy, if he is reckless and full of deceit, how can he wear the yellow robe? Whoever is master of his own nature, bright, clear and true, he may indeed wear the yellow robe. Dhammapada, a Buddhist text. In Confucianism, there is no point in seeking the views of a gentleman who, though he sets his heart on the way, is ashamed of poor food and poor clothes. The Analects, a Confucian text. You just listened to the Universal Enlightenment and Flourishing Newsletter. For more wisdom, visit us at uef.org.